Hey, how about I join you in here? Today has been kind of dragging on, so I thought we could just hang out, talk together for just a little bit. It's nice to just relax together. I'm sorry for intruding, but your bed's nice. It's kind of squeaky, though. Oh, it's okay. You like it squeaky like this? Maybe it's not worth replacing my mattress if you don't mind if I come steal yours every once in a while. And maybe some of your blankets too. If you're okay with sharing, that is. What? No. My room's empty. I had a friend that was supposed to be coming over today, and we were gonna play some games and hang out, but you know my luck, and they ended up bailing last minute. She said she forgot that she already had other plans, but hey, I guess I shouldn't be surprised, right? I think basically everybody has plans tonight. Except you and I guess. I was kind of relieved to see you were still in your room. Wait, are you gonna go out too? Please don't tell me you have other plans. Oh, okay. Okay, not you, but I'm glad that you're free tonight, so I can have somebody to be around and I can have your attention all to myself, can't I? Right. Okay, maybe not all of your attention. Now that you mention it, what were you doing in here? Was I interrupting your work or something? It's a little late, I guess. You already stopped working, but I wanted to ask to make sure. And I can leave if I'm bothering you, I promise. No, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. If you didn't want me here, then I can go. It's okay, I can go, but I'm already all tucked in your bed, and I wouldn't want to get up, you know? I'm pretty comfy. Thank you. Thank you for being so merciful and letting me stay. No, seriously, I hope I didn't interrupt you in the middle of a show or something. I promise I'll make it up to you, okay? All right, then. So, anyway, listen. I kind of have a weird question that I wanted to ask you. It's weird because it's a little personal, maybe, but I was just thinking with, the time of year and with how a lot of people around us seem to be getting into relationships and all that, Have you ever been with anyone? Why am I asking? Well, there's no reason, I guess. I was just curious, I guess. You have. And have you ever kissed anyone before? Wait, no, 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 not on the cheek. That's not what I mean. I mean the other kind. What? Why do I have to answer first? I asked you the question. I mean, I know it wasn't my first question, and I didn't know we were doing some back and forths, and somebody answers and somebody else answers, but fine. All right. Well, no, I haven't. Are you happy? Yes, I really haven't. Is that so hard to believe? I mean, yeah, I did mention that I've been in relationships before, but there've only been like one or two, if you even count the second one. But they never really lasted that long. It was maybe, what, a week? And I don't know. It never felt right. It felt like I was just going in too far, and it wasn't something I really wanted, you know? And you know, when you're dating a guy for 2 weeks, you basically are just walking around and you're even too afraid to hold hands. So no kiss from any of those. Okay, I get it. I see the look on your face. I see how you think I'm so stupid and embarrassing, but my embarrassing story time is over, okay? It's your turn. Go. You have to answer the question. Oh. Really? Do you really mean it? I mean, I don't know. I thought maybe you might have more experience than me, since you've, I don't know, done a lot more than me in your life. I guess you're a little less awkward and a little more confident, especially with the ladies. Do you think it would be too weird if you and I tried it? You know, you and me, doing that? Never mind. It's a stupid idea. I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm just gonna go back to my room. I'm sorry for making this weird, and my mind is just all over the place right now. It's just forget about it, okay? Huh? You really want to know how it is now? You mean it? Fine. I guess we're down this rabbit hole already, huh? Well, like I said, I was just thinking about relationships with all the people around us, and we're getting older, you know? More people are finding their perfect person and getting into relationships, so, you know, the whole scary part of it is the kiss, right? But I don't know, I've never had a relationship where I felt like that was ever gonna happen. So I wanted to know what everybody was excited about. What all the big hype was and what I could look forward to. And I mean, I asked you because, well, if I'm being honest, you literally are staying right next door. I mean, you're right next to my room, and I didn't think it would be too weird if, you know, you turned me down. I know we're not the best of friends, but we're pretty comfortable with each other. We've worked together a lot in class, and we get along well. And you seem like a nice guy. I don't think you'd be somebody that would spread some rumor about me being a weirdo to everybody. You'd be nice. And if you rejected me, it wouldn't be so bad, right? So I was just hoping that it wouldn't be too bad, and hey, don't rush me. I know I'm talking fast and I'm stumbling over my words a little bit, and I'm just nervous, okay? I'm nervous. I'm trying to be serious. I'm trying to really be serious. And you don't have to squeeze my arm like that. It's not helping. It's kind of stressing me out, if anything. Anyway, I thought if I were to try it with someone, I thought I'd be most comfortable trying it with you. Because I was imagining it, and when I was daydreaming in my head about it happening, it was pleasant. And because of that, I didn't think it could possibly be that bad if it's with you, right? You know? Oh, no, that sound like an insult. I'm sorry. I meant for it to be the opposite. I'm so stupid. I can just never get my words out right, can I? But wait. Really? You really wouldn't mind? Well, I don't know if I can accept a half-hearted answer like that. No, I'm sure it's, I mean, I have to think about it, but whatever. I'll shut up and just get it over with, okay? It's warm. I said it feels warm. And I feel really warm. And tingly, I guess. And what about you? What do you mean by it wasn't as bad as you thought? You make it sound like I was giving you a shot or making you take medicine or something. I mean, if the medicine didn't taste too bad, you wouldn't mind getting some more, right? Well, I mean, if you wouldn't mind doing it again, then you know what I mean, that the thing we just did. Come on, don't make me say it. Yes, I really liked it, so there, just shut up and stop teasing me, okay? Wow. That was, I don't know, it felt nice, really real. I don't know, I get why people like it, but I kinda want some more. What? Stop looking at me like that. You're making me nervous, you know that. Wait, are you actually gonna... You're not supposed to tease me like that. You know that, right? I mean, I know I said I wouldn't mind doing it again, but I thought you'd give me a second to process. Stop grinning at me like that. Whatever, I take it back. I'm fine. I don't need a second to process anything. If you're gonna be annoying and looking at me like that and teasing me and... Fine. I'll give you more. Is that what you want? Is that what you're trying to get from me? You just want me to give you permission to make out with me? I mean, I'm not saying that I wouldn't like that too, but... Just this once, okay? And this is it. I don't want to give you everything, you know? I'm saving myself for a relationship. Fine, if you're gonna look at me like that, I'll make out with you, idiot. Come here. Thank you. You are so mean to me. You know that? You are so mean. You get to take my first kiss, and then you make me turn into a complete mess. But I liked it. I liked it a lot. I really did like it. You know, I probably wouldn't have done this with anybody else. I don't think I would want to do it with anybody else. It's so stupid that of all the guys I've ever known, you're the only one that I ever wanted to kiss like that. Only one I wanted to give myself to. And I don't know anything anymore. I don't know that I want to keep being friends after that. Because if it means that I can't get that anymore, then maybe I want to be something more. Is that so bad? Would you want to be something more? 'Cause I don't know if it's from me being all worked up and melting into a puddle right now, but the way you made me feel, I really don't think I can look at you the same anymore. How am I supposed to keep living and run across you every day and just forget that I made out with you and it made me feel so good? There's no way I can forget that. And I don't want to. I want to be with you. Can I be with you? No, dummy, that's not what I mean. I know I'm with you, but can I be with you forever? Like being your girlfriend? Like that? That's what I want. Can I be that for you?